wanna be having colors in your life. Have to make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, it's another girl to marry you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m., and it's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m., and again at Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290, or toll free at 866-564-1290, or email at Bruce at BruceAllen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, like in slash. That's in honor of my rock and roll son, Sallan.com. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and I will tell you a little bit about Wayne, a dear friend. He is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of the BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. And I can tell you from first-hand experience, he's had a hard job with me, but it's been a big help. Hello, Wayne.
Great job indeed. Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm great.
We have a topic today about teens. I know you know nothing about it, having raised a boy and a girl that are past it.
I want to forget what I know sometimes, that's for sure.
Well, I'd appreciate if you'd share a little bit of your wisdom, or at least your experience about how you dealt with raging hormones. And in your case, having raised a girl, you can talk about that in a way that I can't, because I can only experience it when I listen to someone else talk about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, where do you want to begin here? The kids are all different. Boys are generally different than girls, but boys are different than boys. You know, you can have two boys and have completely different experiences with them.
Boy, is that the case in my two boys? They are night and day. They have the same genetics, and yet personalities are personalities.
So let me just throw this out and see if this brings some calls to you. You know, we talk about, in the work that we do with the men, you can't take a man to a place where you're not willing to go yourself, right? So if you have a block around grief, anger, it's hard to help another man who has the same problem. And the same thing goes for your kids. If you are not available yourself for those emotions, then you can't be available to listen to your kids. And as parents, that's our most important job. We have to hear what's going on. And the kids know whether something is acceptable to talk about, or if dad or mom have a problem talking about it. And if something is not acceptable, then it doesn't get said at home. And that's where this whole cycle begins, where kids hold on to feelings, they quash them, and they grow up to be adults who don't know how to deal with some emotional issues in their lives, and the acting out just becomes worse and worse in time.
I think there's a point I'd like to add on to what you're saying, which is we as parents sometimes think our kids do not pay attention to us. And I believe and know that they actually see everything we do. So if we're being hypocritical in the sense of saying, you know, it's not good to smoke drugs, but we go out in the backyard and do some weed thinking they don't know about it, they do.
Yeah, you know, that's come up. I remember, you know, look, everybody has experiences, and hopefully just one or two where their kids come home drunk because they've discovered, you know, vodka with some friends. And, you know, we've had those over time, and they're all teaching moments, a very popular phrase now. And so it's our job to continue to teach, and I think you have to be honest. We've had men over the years in group, and one guy in particular I'm remembering, he never told the truth about his life. And he had issues with kids who had drug problems, but he never told them. They never knew that dad had his own issues back in the day.
And did his kids, in fact, indulge?
Oh, yeah. You know, serious problems. And so what he learned was that to be the best father he could be, he needed to be authentic. He needed to be real. Because the kids might not have known what was going on in dad's past, but I think kids are, supremely aware of when something is authentic and honest. And if it's not, then there are secrets and lies going on in the house. And that causes a whole other world of mischief.
I just believe you completely. It resonates totally with me. And, wow.
And so listen, that's why we have work to do. That's why, you know, people go to therapy. That's why, you know, we do the men's work and have groups and retreats, because in order to make the place a safer world for our kids, we've got to get over some of the wounds that we've inherited. And until we do that, we just keep passing them on, whatever they are.
Well, Wayne, we have an email from a woman with two small kids, so let's see what we can do with this one. It's Terry in Ventura County, and this is what she wrote. I have two small girls, and I worry about all the effects of media on them and the horrible way I see middle school girls dressing, trashy and sexy in totally inappropriate ways. How can I protect them?
Well, we went through that in middle school with my daughter, and there was a dance, some event, and she went shopping with a friend of hers and her friend's mom, and she came back with this garment, and her mom and I said, there's no way in hell you're wearing that.
And
she was upset. She was really upset. And she almost preferred not going. And we said, well, that's your choice. I said, but we don't dress this way. And, you know, our daughter is fundamentally a fairly modest girl, but she got swept away for a moment, right, with what was trendy. And she had to be reminded, this is what mom and dad think. And, and I think that it's our responsibility. I mean, I think Nancy Reagan had it right. You know, just say no.
Well, Terry, then I guess in addition to what Wayne has offered, I would say you need to set boundaries. When you see it being inappropriate, you need to say so. If she's mad at you or your girls are mad at you, tough luck. They'll get over it. And again, I this is one of my many beliefs. Your job is to parent them, not be their best friend. So being a good parent means you have to, as Wayne just suggested, say no. And saying no is not easy, because it's easier to be their buddy and just allow them to do what they want to do. But that's not the right thing.
And, you know, I just add, Bruce, for Terry, my kids are now in college, and you start to see it coming back. When you're consistent with your values, what's right and what's wrong, it's much more powerful, I believe, than all the influences that they're getting from the media and from their friends. We have a lot of years with our kids, and we have so many, just hundreds and thousands of opportunities to teach them right from wrong. They may look like they're ignoring it all, but the truth is it's sinking in, and when they get out in the world and they get confronted with other sets of values, what's been planted starts to really take seed.
I believe that completely. Listen, Wayne, the segment is about over. Can you please tell listeners where they can reach you?
You could reach me at bettermen.org, and there's a lot of information, good information about men, about the work we're doing, and you can get a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men, also at bettermen.org.
All right. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. By the way, thank you, Wayne.
Pleasure.
This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.